Warning, incoming transmission.
2,843 goats.
Sure, I'll take a hint. I don't have a mango planet. I do have Pluto. I'm doing this blindly.
That's a joke that not a lot of people are going to get.
I had a hot dog covered in a fried chicken.
I don't want to eat a peanut butter and jelly cake. Okay, whew. You both have a shot at this.
And I'm fidgety like that, I guess.
You know what? It's not.
Tartar.
Tartar.
Okay, whatever, Garko.
For more, go to goodstuff.fm/transmission.
Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, February 26th. It's minus 28 degrees Celsius. Feels like minus 35. It's warming up, I hear. That's what I hear is supposed to happen. But I've just given up hope, like I said last week. This episode of Daily is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. And me muting this music that you're not hearing, but I am. So I just had to mute that. And also by A Small Orange. Campaign Monitor is awesome email newsletters, campaignmonitor.com, A Small Orange. You can visit if you follow the link in the show notes, goodstuff.fm/dailyish/76. You will sign up for, you can watch an amazing video that I did, screencast video, 30 minutes. Doesn't that sound like an awesome time? 30 minutes of watching me set up a website, WordPress, install, and write a first blog post. And see how easy it is to get started with A Small Orange. And if you sign up with them, you'll be giving me some money indirectly. You'll get a great deal from them supporting me and podcasting. Which you can also, I haven't mentioned in a while, patreon.com/iChris. You can also support me there. I've been a little lax in Patreoning, but that's where you can also support me. What was my topic for this episode, or some thoughts on the whole giving up Twitter for a while for Lent? This is like an episode where, let me backtrack before I introduce the topic. I haven't recorded an episode since last week. This is kind of one of those episodes where I just need to do a brain dump to get unhooked or rehooked up into the podcasting world mindset. Because it's kind of like if you haven't done it in a few days, then it kind of feels really, I don't know, hard to do it for some reason sometimes. And so we just kind of got to put something out there and get over that hump of like, of meh. So, and I don't have Twitter to vent on, which I was just going to share a few thoughts because this last weekend we went on a quick family trip out to the West Edmonton Mall. No, it was not attacked by terrorists. No, there was no warnings. There's no worry. The mall was packed, despite what you may have heard, all that kind of stuff. Anyways. But it's not like I didn't pull up my phone and, you know, look at stuff, check email, whatever, go on Google Plus with the rest of the folks. But there was certainly a less of a need to like share a witty thought or a thought I had or where I typically would have done that with Twitter. And then in doing so would have opened up Twitter and, you know, quickly read for 5-10 minutes or whatever. I can't say that I honestly was using my phone less. It didn't feel like I had my phone out of my pocket less than I normally would have. But I certainly was a little more, whatever the word is, engaged in what was around me than I would have been with Twitter staring me down. And definitely was free from a lot more thoughts of like, what's happening with Apple and what's going on in tech and who's fighting with who about what and which's the latest controversy that people are upset about. And like there's justifiable reasons to take to Twitter to argue and fight for justice and social issues and stuff. But at the same time, it wasn't really that, I didn't miss it. That's for sure. Can't say I missed it. And there's still like, there's obviously just as many issues in the real world that I deal with that are stressful and frustrating and angering and things that I don't need Twitter to add to that necessarily. And I also feel because of that, I feel a lot more freer. I haven't done much yet in terms of this, but I feel much more freer to write a blog post, record this a daily-ish, and not worry that I'm like copying or being too inspired by other people's thoughts. And sometimes those are good things, like where someone says something or tweets something or writes a blog post and you, it causes you to think a certain way, and then you jump off of that with your own thought or maybe a bit of a rebuttal or whatever. Those are all good things, but I've found lately anyways, I tend to not do anything because I just feel like, oh, I'm just going to rehash what that person says. They said it just as well. No big deal. No point in wasting my time. And so I've written some stuff down in notes, OneNote and stuff like that. But so it's just kind of a bit freeing in a sense to not worry that my thoughts aren't my own, that right now, definitely more than before. I haven't been reading blogs and stuff as much, or I haven't been doing that for a long time, but in the absence of Twitter, I haven't been checking people's blogs and stuff just to see or whatever as much. I still listen to podcasts, so I still get, you know, tech news. It's kind of just like stepping back a little ways to a delayed news announcement. So I'll hear about Apple stuff or whatever on the talk show, you know, a few days after the fact, after everybody's already written 16 blog posts about it and things like that, or tweeted about it all day and how crazy it is that they did this or that, and the Apple car and stuff. But yeah, so we'll see. I can't claim to have any huge revelations. It's early days, obviously, but it hasn't. It's been surprisingly easy actually to stop, and maybe I just had gotten so overdosed on Twitter, social media a bit, that taking a step back hasn't been that difficult to do. So I certainly miss, like I said before, I miss the interactions with friends and people who I genuinely am interested in, and you know, chatting back and forth on stuff, joking and serious stuff. Certainly miss that aspect of it, but so if there's a way to, like, maybe I just need to follow less people, I guess that's probably the rule, or the idea that I'll do before I wade back into the Twitter waters, is just unfollow a bunch of folks and pare it down for a while and just see what happens. Again, just I've enjoyed the aspect of taking a step back and being able to evaluate what I'm doing rather than just continuing to do it. Whoa, a little bit of puberty there, late 30s puberty. But I also, there is actually has been a bit of negative in terms of there isn't that sort of mental venting release of thoughts that can happen with Twitter that I traditionally can use Twitter for. And some of it's like ranty, sarcastic, kind of like subtweeting almost or whatever at general topics and thoughts and things like that I have, or complaining that my kid isn't sleeping or whatever, and feeling like at least I'm telling somebody and I'm not alone in this. And so especially I've noticed coming from vacation with the family to back to work to, you know, stresses about money and work and enough work and running podcast sites and a podcast site and stuff, and just trying to like figure all this stuff out. It definitely feels a lot more, I feel a lot more isolated than I did or would have felt or perceived to have felt when I was using Twitter. And so that's where I would hope that maybe I will be motivated to, again, podcast more, blog more, to get some of those thoughts out and maybe flesh them out more than I would have with just 140 characters in a tweet or two. Yeah, we'll see. No big promises there. So I hope you have a great day. It's Thursday. There's going to be, as I'm recording this, Transmission is recording on Good Stuff, and I'm recording an episode of Lost in Lemon with my brother-in-law, Chris, later this afternoon, so that'll be out. If you don't subscribe to that show, it's in the show notes, but you can visit goodstuff.fm and find the links to Lost in Lemon. If you're so inclined to hear stories of two dudes, one in Australia, one in Canada, talking about businessy internet ideas and being goofballs on a podcast. So I think that's it for me. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye.